News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Fuel sports that were brought in a number of weeks ago at the start of, or rather in the middle of the conflict between Iran and the US, they are hitting the point at which they have to be either renewed or allowed to lapse. Ger Hyland is with us, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Ger, this was all an answer to the closure of the Straits of Hormuz. We are told now that the Straits of Hormuz are reopened. We are seeing oil prices drop around the world, with predictions being that they are likely to drop more, at least if you follow what the futures market is doing. Does that mean that you no longer need the fuel supports?
No, we need the fuel supports now as much as ever, for the simple reason that this is a very, very fragile peace agreement. Israel don't even seem to be playing ball in Lebanon, so anything can happen at any stage. We would be pushing that these fuel supports remain until at least the end of the summer or into autumn.
But surely if oil prices revert to where they once were, then that renders it unnecessary.
That would look correct on paper, but it will take a while for oil prices to drop here back to where they were. All of that, the prices go up very quickly, but they don't come down as quickly. So it'll take a few months for oil prices to settle down again, provided the ceasefire remains in the Middle East.
Now, undoubtedly, you've approached government about this. What's the mood music that you're hearing?
We will be meeting government again within the next couple of weeks, and we will be pushing that the supports remain for our sector. Without the supports for our sector, fuel is hovering at the minute somewhere around 180, 190 still. It's stubbornly remaining high at the pumps. And without supports for our sector would have collapsed.
Do you see the prospect of more of the kind of protests that we saw if they do remove the supports?
I certainly, at the time of the protest, was not... We were at the table, we were negotiating with government, and that's where we will remain.
Indeed. But do you think it is likely that those who were protesting, I mean, obviously you speak to some of the protesters, you would have a sense of their mood. So do you think they're likely to come back out if we see the supports removed?
Well, far be it for me to speak for the protesters. All I would say to you is there was a lot of our members on that protest. They were protesting because they had no choice. Their businesses was crumbling and collapsing. So as an association, we would prefer to be around the table having meaningful discussions with government. And that's, as I said to you, where we will remain. I cannot be a spokesman for the protesters.
Does it make your job more difficult? Because the old setup wherein you would have members, there would be ballots taken about industrial action if that was likely to happen, there would be discussions across the membership, that seems to now have been replaced by enthusiastic people with access to social media.
Well, we had a ballot taken for action from our members, and the results of that ballot was that we were to take action. But we were asked, I was asked by the Minister for Transport, to hold off on a protest, and they would begin meaningful negotiations with us, and that's what we've done. We couldn't be seen to be on the streets and trying to negotiate with government on one side and be on the streets on the other side. So we decided to give the negotiations a chance with government. That's the position we took. And look, I won't say we were happy with the result we got, but we got a result.
Ger, thanks very much for coming on this morning. That is Ger Hyland, president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can, of course, get us on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.